And we'll settle into a comfortable, upright sitting posture. And we'll use the Buddha's instructions on mindfulness of breathing to support both the development of calm and insight. So with the first two instructions, the Buddha's inviting us to track the physicality of the breath coming in, the breath going out, with enough clarity, enough alertness, to be able to discern the particular quality of that in-breath or out-breath, whether it's long or short or smooth or rough. As you feel the sensations of the body sitting, and then more specifically, tuning in to the sensations of the breath coming into the body, the breath going out, noticing where these sensations are clear for you. Although it may sound simple to cultivate continuity of awareness with the movement of the breath, to do this in a continuous way, in a wholehearted way, means abandoning the mind thinking about this or worrying about that, planning, judging, comparing, or even analyzing what you're doing. All of that has to be abandoned in order to simply feel the sensations of breathing in from the very beginning to the end of that in-breath, and then to simply feel the sensations of exhaling from the beginning to the very end, and simply naturally discerning how that is, the breath as a movement of sensation. Keep reminding the mind that it can be relaxed, the body can be relaxed. And be willing to begin again and again. And please don't underestimate the potency of even just the first two instructions. Simply tracking the visceral experience of the breathing process as it unfolds naturally. although being wholehearted or persistent really helps, being tight doesn't help. And even though the attention is tuning in to the sensations of each in-breath through from the beginning to end, and then each out-breath from the beginning to end, this is actually an inclusive attention. So breathing in, the Buddha invites us to train and feeling, being aware of the whole body. Exhaling, training the mind to experience the whole body. Still quite useful to be attuned to the sensations of breathing in and the sensations of breathing out. But with that inclusive, open attention, notice the experience of the body right there. In the background. In this way, cultivating a more and more holistic attention. You might notice naturally a sense of healing and calm beginning to be felt in the body, breathing in, feeling, experiencing the whole body, breathing out, experiencing the whole body. So you can even notice the quality of calm as you breathe in through the body, and the quality of calm as you breathe out throughout the body. So instead of paying attention to the parts of the body that don't feel calm, however subtle it might be, notice the calm in the body as you breathe in, and notice the calm in the body as you breathe out. remember. It really helps to relax both the body and the mind. Tightness of any kind doesn't help. If there is some steadiness in the awareness with the breath, you might begin to notice the quality of joy in the mind. So the Buddha invites us to train as we breathe in to experience, to notice this joy in the mind. And then to train as we breathe out to notice this joy in the mind. Well, there may be other qualities that are present, but we're training to notice the experience of joy, a lightness, a buoyancy, quality of vibration or easy movement, flow, something that is inwardly pleasant. And if this isn't seeming appropriate, just stay with the earlier instructions. Breathing in, feeling the whole body. Breathing out, aware of the whole body. Or breathing in, experiencing calm in the body. Breathing out, calming the body. You might find it useful to have the sense that there is a subtle smile in the heart, or even a subtle smile on the face. the more the mind notices joy, the more it's experienced throughout the mind and body. In a sense, filling the space of the mind or filling the space of the heart. And the joy will mature into a sense of ease or sukha. So the Buddha instructs us to train as we breathe in to notice or to experience this quality of ease. And breathing out, training to experience, to notice the quality of ease. As if the heart is putting down a load that it didn't realize it was carrying. Ah, an inner relaxation or release, pleasant happiness of the heart. Breathing in, experiencing ease. Breathing out, experiencing ease in the mind and heart. And for the last minute or two, the Buddha's next instruction, one trains oneself breathing in, experiencing the activity of mind, the mental formations or mental constructions. Breathing out, training yourself to experience the activity of the mind, the mental activity. Not judging it and not controlling it. But from this place of calm and ease, just noticing the mental activity actually helps to stabilize the mind further. no need to be for or against the thoughts that are arising, or images, or whatever the activity is. Seeing it or recognizing it is enough.